is a Fox News alert. Waiting on results, I'm Lisa LaSera. Polls closed about 3 hours ago in Pennsylvania, where the Republican Senate primary remains too close to call. Dr. Mehmet Oz is the candidate favored by former President Trump.
That endorsement from President Trump was sought after by pretty much everybody here in the state, including the top three candidates who were trying to attach themselves to President Trump and the MAGA movement. But at the end of the day here, it's all going to be about whether or not Dr. Oz was able to get that kind of momentum.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Newtown, Pennsylvania. For Democrats, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman has won the primary. His wife, Giselle, spoke to supporters.
At heart, he's still that hardworking, scrappy, small-town mayor. He wants to know the people he's serving. He feels a responsibility to each and every one of them.
John Fetterman suffered a stroke last week and had a pacemaker put in today. Giselle Fetterman said whoever faces her husband this November, it'll likely be one of the most watched races nationwide. Republicans in North Carolina have turned to a member of the House to try and hold on to a Senate seat in November.
Congressman Ted Budd is the choice of Republicans to fill the seat of retiring North Carolina Senator Richard Burr. He beat the likes of former Governor Pat McCrory and ex-Congressman Mark Walker. Budd told supporters the candidates took a unity pledge before any result was known.
We raised our hand to support the eventual winner of this primary. And that sends a clear message to the Democrats that this party is united.
They plan to be united against Democrat and former North Carolina Supreme Court Chief Justice Sherry Beasley.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Beasley is hoping to make history as the state's first black senator. Also in North Carolina, incumbent Republican Congressman Madison Cawthorn has lost his primary to State Senator Chuck Edwards. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
One country continues its attempts to stop the expansion of NATO.
In a 188-8 vote on Tuesday, the Finnish parliament voted to seek membership into NATO. At the same time, Sweden signed a formal application. One potential hurdle in the path to membership is Turkey, where the president spoke out again this week, saying the process would not be easy for the two Nordic countries, accusing the countries of shielding terrorists. Without full support, Sweden and Finland would not be able to join the 30-member military alliance. NATO says it does not believe that Turkey will attempt to block the expansion. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
This is President Biden is set to host the leaders of Sweden and Finland at the White House Thursday to discuss their applications to join NATO. Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to meet with his Turkish counterpart on the sidelines of the UN on Wednesday. There's more uncertainty in the deal to sell Twitter.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk now says his offer to buy Twitter can't move forward unless the company is more transparent about how many of its accounts are fake. There's already been speculation that Musk was looking to renegotiate the $44 billion price he agreed to pay for Twitter. Now he says the deal can't move forward until it shows proof that only 5% of its accounts are fake spam. Twitter chief executive Parag Agrawal says the company suspends more than 500,000 spam accounts a day and locks millions of accounts suspected of being fake weekly if they can't be verified by humans. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
The three known living survivors of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre are getting a $1 million donation from a New York nonprofit organization. The co-founders of Business for Good say the three, who are all over 100 years old, will share the money. I'm Lisa LaSera, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.